97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
End the war in Gaza. And bring peace and security to the Middle East. As you know, I wrote a peace treaty for Gaza. A few days ago, I put forward a proposal that brought us closer to doing that than we've done since October 7th. We're working around the clock, my Secretary of State, to prevent a wider war and reunite hostages with their families and surge humanitarian health and food assistance into Gaza now. To end the civilian suffering of the Palestinian people and finally deliver a ceasefire and end this war.
You know, I was listening to those comments this morning, and in connection with the fact that apparently the Israelis have agreed to some broad version of this ceasefire. And you listen to him banging the table as he end this war. The Israelis didn't start this war. The insane people who connect themselves with Hamas and indirectly Gaza and Palestine, or whatever you want to call it, Palestinians, started this war. It is incumbent upon Israel to end this war, but you have direct involvement by the President of the United States to interfere in Israel's business. I'll say it again. If somebody did this to the United States, if somebody called up George W. Bush after 9/11 and said, "Oh, you need to back off bombing all those caves in Afghanistan. You need to strike a peace deal with Osama bin Laden," I would hope that George Bush would tell them to go to hell. But Benjamin Netanyahu needs to tell Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to go to hell. I don't understand why we're trying to leverage our weapons that we're giving them and money to try to force them to the table to negotiate. Hogwash. The negotiation is when the war is over and we've eliminated the threat, then we'll talk to you about a ongoing peace. First step is you tell me you're not going to call for the annihilation of Israel anymore. That's step number one. But guess what? Guess who wasn't at the table and who hasn't accepted any of the terms of a ceasefire? Hamas wouldn't even come and negotiate. You know what they want? They want Israel, in return for the hostages they took while raping women and burning babies in microwave ovens, they want Palestinian prisoners released at the same time. They want Israel to take people they've arrested for crimes against Israel and let them all go back to Hamas where they can fight again in return for getting their own hostages back. This is why you don't negotiate with terrorists. It just encourages them to do the same thing again the next time. So this is Joe Biden last night saying, those people down the street have a point. We need peace. We need to save Gaza. Who's he talking to? He's not talking to our friends in Israel. He's not. And if you're Jewish, you need to listen. I heard a commentator yesterday saying that he's always been a Democrat, but that this time around, Donald Trump will get the largest percentage of the Jewish vote that any Republican has ever received in modern times.
I believe that.
And he goes, the Democrats have time to turn that around, but they won't because they don't care about Israel. They don't care about Israel. They want to appease the insane people who think Israel doesn't have a right to exist. They're embracing anti-Semitism. And that's no difference in embracing Nazism. It isn't. They don't think the Israelites, have a right to exist on that piece of land where they've been for over 2,000 years. So who's right here? Israel's right.
So who do you think all these people protesting saying killer Kamala, they just not going to vote?
I don't think they're going to vote. Pickle.
Yeah, because I don't think a lot of them would vote for Trump. Are they really going to support RFK?
But Joe Biden didn't write this speech tonight, and you watch how they will massage this message to make it seem like Kamala is trying to end the war against these poor Palestinians and these poor people in Gaza who supported the terrorists who attacked and raped and pillaged Israel on October 7th. I have no pity for them at all, period. All right, coming up, Kim on a Whim. We're going to be back here in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.